I'm often surprised at how many of the clients we work with struggle to answer fundamental questions about how their business operates. This is a real problem when it comes to working out how the web best fits into their organisation. I've therefore been looking for a way to help clients better understand their own businesses. And this has led me to the Business Model Canvas. Now, the Business Model Canvas is a diagram that helps business owners understand the various factors that make up their business. The idea is they can kind of fill in the blanks for each of the 9 building blocks that make up the canvas. These are customer segments, who are your target audience, basically. Value propositions, what problems are you solving or needs are you meeting? Channels, how are you delivering your value proposition to your customers? Customer relationships, how do you go about maintaining a relationship with your customers and what expectations do they have about that relationship? Revenue streams, what are your customers currently paying for and what will they be willing to pay? Key resources, what resources are needed to support the business? Key activities, what activities does the business need to carry out in order to support itself? Key partnerships, does the business rely on partnerships with third parties or suppliers? And then cost structure, what is the most important costs in the business and what resources and activities are most expensive? What is interesting about the Business Model Canvas is that it perfectly demonstrates how the web can impact every part of your business. So many people perceive the web as nothing more than a marketing channel, but it's so much more. Let's look at the list again and how the web might impact on each of these areas, every area that makes up a business. So, customer segments. The web can allow you not only to reach your customer segments easily, but also know them better. The web offers an opportunity to gain a deep insight into their behaviour, problems and wants. Then there's value proposition. With its deep understanding of how users behave through monitoring and direct feedback, the web is an excellent tool for refining your value proposition. It makes testing new concepts and gathering feedback considerably easier than ever before. When you look at channels, in many sectors, the web becomes the primary channel for delivering your product or service. Take the music or news sectors, for example, that have now been dominated by digital delivery, completely turning the entire sectors upside down. When you look at customer relationship, the web is increasingly being used to support customers both through self-service, communities, and automated services. The web is even being used to create products and services in cooperation with your customers. Take YouTube, for example. That service could not exist without customers actively participating in it. What about revenue streams? The web has a profound impact on the revenue streams of many businesses by lowering marketing and distribution costs. It has even forced some sectors to move to a freemium model or advertising-driven. The web is also ideal for supporting the number of revenue streams from subscription to licensing to advertising. It's great at supporting different revenue streams. Key resources. The web has been used in a variety of ways to support key resources. It might be used to search for intellectual property infringements or to better support members of staff through something like an intranet. What about key activities? Many key activities we carry out in our business could benefit from being brought online, whether it is by using third-party tools like Basecamp or developing custom applications to facilitate specific activities within your company. There's lots of ways the web can increase your efficiency. Then there's key partnerships. The web is not only a good tool for finding potential partners, it also makes an excellent tool for communicating with them. Over the years, Headscape has been involved in creating a number of systems for managing the relationship between a company and its various partners. Cost structure. People often perceive the web as an expense to an organisation, but it can also bring significant cost savings in terms of replacing traditional marketing or distribution channels. It can also bring productivity savings. So what's the lesson here? Well, the lesson is simple. The sooner organisations wake up and realise that the web is more than a marketing tool, the quicker it will be able to benefit from its full potential. However, perhaps more importantly, if they don't, they could end up out of business. The web has a habit of disrupting sectors, think music, news, cable TV, And those with a limited view of what the web can do are failing to get the potential behind it, and they're going to end out of business. Just look at Blockbuster or HMV for examples of that.